And with news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Presidential candidate Tom Steyer is speaking in Aspen tonight as part of the Our Day Summit presented by the American Renewable Energy Institute. One of the main topics, his climate action plan. Steyer says his plan is different from any other candidates because his includes declaring a state of emergency on climate the first day of presidency, being closely tied to community environmentalism, and building a global coalition to combat climate change.
And unless you're doing those three things, my experience over the last 10 years on working in grassroots politics around climate is your plan won't work and it won't happen. And so given the urgency of the problem, I think really the other candidates, you know, I'd be very happy if they'd just agree and come along and make the exact same pledges that I've made.
Steyer announced last Tuesday he reached the $130,000 donor threshold for the 2020 Democratic presidential debate in Houston next month. Now he must reach 2% in one more poll by August 28th to join nine other Democrats on the stage. John Hickenlooper has officially dropped out of the U.S. presidential race. Luke Runyon has more.
The former Colorado governor and Denver mayor made the announcement via YouTube video, where he's shown sitting on a sunny porch thanking his supporters. The news comes after days of speculation about his campaign's shaky future amid lagging poll numbers and fundraising figures. Still, he isn't ruling out getting into the race to unseat incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner.
I've heard from so many Coloradans who want me to run for the United States Senate. They remind me how much is at stake for our country and our state. I intend to give that some serious thought.
Hickenlooper would join another crowded field of Democrats in that race. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett remains in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. I'm Luke Runyon.
The 16th annual Our Day Summit is back this weekend, focusing on creating the new hydrogen carbon economy. Hosted by the American Renewable Energy Institute, or REI, the weekend will be filled with over 100 speakers, including presidential candidate Tom Steyer and multiple youth climate activists who work alongside Greta Thunberg. Founder of REI, Chip Cummins, says the Our Day Summit will focus on how hydrogen can be used in place of coal and gas as baseline energy. He says it's everyone's responsibility to take action when it comes to climate change, and he hopes this summit will breathe a little bit of inspiration and hope into the world.
I'm interested in three things: implementation, acceleration, and replication of solution, and then step and repeat.
Passes for Our Day can be found on REI's website, but Cummins says there's also free showings of films centered around climate change through the Impact Film event that runs until tonight. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.